Audio Generation, GR611.
I am Liam. Welcome to the Payment Showdown. Have you ever stood at the checkout counter and watched the person in front of you? One person is digging for nickels, another is tapping a shiny plastic card, and a third is just waving their watch at the machine. It looks like a competition, doesn't it? Well, today, we are going to treat it like one. Every method of payment, from a simple loonie to a complex cryptocurrency, has its own secret strengths and hidden weaknesses. As a smart consumer, your job is to choose the winner for every situation you're in.
I am Maya. That's right, Liam. Making an informed decision isn't just about what's in your pocket. It's about understanding the why behind the choice. We call these advantages and disadvantages. For example, some methods help you save money through rewards, while others might actually cost you extra money in fees. We're going to look at the fine print of our payment toolbox so you can shop with total confidence.
I am Chloe. I'll be showing you the invisible ways to pay. Did you know that coupons and loyalty points are actually forms of currency? They represent real value. We'll look at how these can be a major pro for your budget, but we also have to watch out for the cons, like how they sometimes trick you into spending more than you planned just to get a few extra points.
And I am Noah. I'll be looking at the heavy hitters, e-transfers, checks, and debit cards. Sometimes, the best way to pay isn't even at a store. It's when you're paying a friend back for pizza or paying your rent. Each context changes the winner of the showdown. Let's get into the first round. Physical versus plastic.
Round 1, cash versus debit. Cash is the original champion. The biggest pro? It's private and it works everywhere, even if the store's internet goes down or there is a power outage. Plus, it's great for budgeting, because when the physical bills are gone, you stop spending. But the con is a big one. If you lose a $20 bill, it is gone forever. There is no undo button for cash. Now, look at the debit card. The pro is that it's connected to your bank account, so it's much safer to carry than a big wad of cash. If you lose the card, you can just cancel it. However, the con for some people is that banks often charge transaction fees, or monthly fees. If you use your card 30 times a month and each tap costs 50 cents, that adds up fast. As a student, you should look for no-fee accounts to keep this disadvantage away.
Round 2. Credit cards versus electronic wallets. Credit cards are for the big leagues. A major pro is that they help adults build credit, which means proving they are responsible with money. Many credit cards also give you cash back or travel points. It's like the bank is paying you to shop. But the disadvantage is the most dangerous one in the whole showdown. Interest. If you don't pay the full balance back every month, the bank charges you a high percentage, and your $9 lunch could end up costing you $15 over time. Now, compare that to an electronic wallet, like Apple Pay or Google Pay. The pro is pure speed. You just tap your phone or watch. It's also very secure because it doesn't share your real card number with the store. The con? You need a charged battery and a smartphone. If your phone dies, your wallet dies too.
Round 3. E-transfers versus checks. When you aren't at a store, the showdown changes. E-transfers are the kings of speed in Canada. You can send money to a friend's email instantly. The pro is convenience and security. The con is that some banks have daily limits on how much you can send. Then we have the check. You might think they are old-fashioned, but they are still used for big things like paying rent or business deals. The pro is that you have a physical record of the payment that the bank keeps forever. The con? They are slow. It can take days for a check to clear, which means the money doesn't move as fast as a digital transfer.
Finally, let's talk about coupons and loyalty programs. These are the hidden winners of the showdown. A coupon is an immediate advantage. It's like the store handing you a loonie or two back just for buying a specific brand. Loyalty points, like PC Optimum or Air Miles, are great because they reward you for being a regular customer. The pro is that you can get free groceries or movies. But here is the con. Stores use these to track your habits. They might send you ads to make you buy things you don't really need. A smart consumer uses the points for things they were going to buy anyway.
So who wins the payment showdown? The answer is context. If you are at a local lemonade stand or a garage sale, cash wins every time. If you are buying a cool new shirt online, a credit card or electronic wallet wins because of the security and protection they offer. If you are paying your neighbor for mowing the lawn, an e-transfer is the champion. A major tip for you today is to always ask, are there any fees for this, and what do I get in return? By thinking critically about how you pay, you ensure your money works as hard for you as you did for it. Take a look at the comparison chart in your lesson and decide which method you would use to buy a new bike. You are now a master of the checkout. We will see you in the next video, where we'll track our way to success.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.